Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo! Got some popcorn in one hand today. Hey, good to have you along. Welcome to Auto World, folks. Good to have you here. Of course, as every week, we are with you. It's been 7 days since we've been with you, and I'm glad you have the popcorn out and you're sitting back relaxing. Please do. Popcorn or kettle corn or caramel corn, whatever your favorite treat is. Just sit back, relax. I'll be doing the driving today, and thank you for riding shotgun with me. Today, oh yes, I'm not only going to go up the exhaust pipe, but we're going to see what's coming out of the exhaust pipe today, folks. That's right. There's a lot going on today in the auto world. Well, not only in the auto world, but right here for the next 3 hours of your life, the Auto World Show. Been around since 1992, and you know, I have been asked many, many times, Mark, you've got so much information, you're not getting to all of it. Could you do some more time on the behind the silver microphone? I said, well, yeah, I could do that. I could do that. Why not? Because, you know, the news, the fun that we have here, it's time triple fold, folks. I mean, literally. This is not a four-door pickup. This is like a 12-door pickup. Quad cab. Oh, yeah. Quad cab. A lot of things happen in the auto world out there, and I'm glad you're here to join me and to be able to have some fun with me here today. Today, we're going to be doing a lot more than just having fun. Let me give you a little tease. Why not? Let's go start with the first hour. What we're going to do here, first and foremost, we've got Jeff Motorsports Bressler. He brings you the Auto World Motorsports update. He'll be joining us live with his update, which, this is really unique update, folks. It's something about a brand that you probably are driving. So stay tuned for that. New patent. Yep, new patent. It's going to completely change your pickup box. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And they're closing 1,000 of these. Yep, 1,000 of them. You're going to say goodbye to them. They're no longer around. I got a little reminder for you. Oh, yeah, it's back. By popular demand, the AW reminder. It's back. And the torture test. That's just in the first hour. Second hour, what do we got going on? Well, it's time, finally, to... Well, give you a little bit of where are they located? Yeah, how many locations do they have? Are the original plants still there? What am I talking about? How many plants are there? Assembly lines, folks. We're going to talk a little bit about history of the assembly line and what's that have to do with you today? A lot. We'll find that out. That's just the second hour. And then, of course, a little bit on the second hour. Again, I thought it'd be a nice treat. All of our crew here thought, let's Mark, talk about it. I have for you, I have these top 10 used cars that will last longer than an average new one. So stay tuned for that. 10 of them. 10. And I've got seatbelt seriousness coming your way. It is an AW recall in the second hour. And I have a favorite for you. My favorite for the season. So stay tuned for that. In fact, I'm going to be purchasing one of those favorites for one of my friends to make it easier for them to do the job. And the third hour now up and coming. Now every hour, folks, you know, as you charter members know, I always look forward to your emails. That address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I do welcome the Facebook messaging. Instagram, absolutely. The address on Instagram is Auto World Media. Follow me on Facebook, which you have, and thank you for that. We're maxed out at 5,000 friends over at Facebook. Thank you. Appreciate that. But please friend us in case somebody else has to go somewhere to another party somewhere. Well, you know, we'll honor you in. And that address, of course, is my name, Mark Evans. And we have Auto World Radio Facebook page. Also, let's see, on the third hour I've got for you is where it all started for me. Hot Wheels. That's where it started for me, Hot Wheels. And, of course, it's crazy, isn't it, that they really haven't gone up in price? 99 cents, buck, you know, a whole dollar. But I've got 5 Hot Wheels that need to be revived, period. Come on, Mattel, let's get them revived. And hey, why not? I got some happy birthdays for you. We haven't done that segment here on Auto World for many, many years. Happy birthdays to three people coming in your way on the third hour of Auto World. Three people you know about. I'm not going to share their age, but hey, it's a happy birthday time for them, and I'm going to share with you some of their Auto World. And then, of course, at the end of the third hour, I have a word with Mark. But right now, let's make sure that you are. Let's do it. Let's make sure that you are ready for Trackside. And by that, let's go Trackside to our great friend Jeff Motorsports Bressler.
Thanks, Mark, and hi, motorsports fans. Welcome to the Auto World Motorsports Update. The new Toyota Camry XSC NASCAR Cup car finished 1-2 at Bristol last week, and the week before that scored a win at Phoenix. It appears on short tracks, at least, that 2024 should be a stellar year for Toyota. It hasn't all been smooth sailing for Toyota, though, especially back in 2007, when the automaker became the first foreign manufacturer to enter NASCAR Cup competition. At that point, though, entering the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series in 2004, they had already spent 3 years in the sport. Now, while Toyota has been fully accepted as a respected and competitive manufacturer in the sport today, it was a much different game back when the company entered NASCAR close to 20 years ago. I remember it clearly. Toyota's joining the Cup Series back then did not really sit well with many fans. They gave NASCAR a pass for the egregious error of allowing Toyota to compete in the trucks, but the Cup Series, well, that was a different story. NASCAR received numerous complaints, mostly along nationalistic lines. It appeared to many that it was the worst of sins for NASCAR to allow a foreign manufacturer to sit on the grid of its premier series alongside American stalwarts like iconic Chevrolet and Ford. Some of you may recall that countless fans actually left the sport when Toyota entered it, including a number of longtime veteran fans who felt it was actually un-American for a foreign player to enter the sport. But enter the sport they did, and make an impact, indeed they have. From a driver's standpoint, Toyota pilots have won the NASCAR Cup Championship 3 times since the company came into NASCAR. Perhaps the most dominating aspect of Toyota's entry into NASCAR is in the truck series, as it has won the Drivers' Championship an amazing 9 times. In the truck series, Toyota's been even bigger in the Manufacturers' Championship, earning the crown an incredible 13 times since first entering the series back in 2004. With its new Camry XSE NASCAR Cup body, Toyota Race Development only sees a brighter future. Back in January, I had the opportunity to participate in a Toyota conference call where Dave Wilson, president of Toyota Race Development, was cautiously optimistic about Toyota's new Camry body.
I think this is the best body that we've ever taken to the racetrack. Obviously, experience will prove that out. I will qualify the wild card. And the wild card, of course, is that NASCAR has made a change to the short track package. With the rear diffuser, they've taken some downforce off the car. We think we're going to be okay. We're cautiously optimistic, but I think we're the same as everybody else, holding our breath a little bit at the same time to see what we see once we get to Phoenix.
Toyota, with short track wins at Phoenix and Bristol, certainly has turned that wild card that Dave was talking about into a full-blown royal flush. Oh, and did I mention that Toyota is the only NASCAR manufacturer to build their own engines? This has been Jeff Bressler for the Auto World Motorsports Update.
Awesome report, Jeff. Thanks. Jeff, Motorsports Wrestler, Toyota Camry. You have one?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
we're all on the road again, having fun. That's what it's all about. Yeah, you know, like they say, NASCAR, of course, drag racing and sprint car racing. They're in Austin, Texas today with those Toyotas racing and on the track, not the oval, but road track, of course, and very interesting to watch. Many gears. I understand that there's a lot of Toyotas there and the new bodies, as Jeff was Motorsports Presser was talking about. But at the same token, I understand doing the math, which I did. I find out that not only do they have to shift down going from, 0 miles per hour all the way up to, I believe they reach about 150 miles an hour, over that, but they're shifting constantly, and about 1,400 shifts is what they're going to end up shifting. So today they're going to be wearing their right arm out shifting. But like we say, race on Sunday and sell on Monday, where I talk on Sunday and sell on Monday. Anyway, today I've got for you a new patent. A new patent. Folks, there's so many patents in our life, especially when it comes to your auto world. But Ford does it again. Yes, they did. They've changed it up. And when I say a patent, when a car manufacturer does something new and puts a patent on it, that's a lot of effort. That's a lot of money. That green stuff. Or plastic, whichever they prefer to use. Yeah, Ford. Yeah, here's my American Express card. Just swipe it so I can pay for this patent. Pretty much that's what it takes. Ford patents a built-in pickup bed, folks. That's right. A pickup bed rack with the stowaway rails. And it... well, it's going to be handy. That's right. Again, a brand new patent. Ford patents a built-in pickup bed rack with the stowaway rails. Stowaway means it's inside the pickup box. Please do head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, Auto World Radio Facebook page, and take a look at the photo. We just sent out one photo there, and you can see what's going on inside there. Inside the pickup box. Really smart. It's Ford's latest patent. It's going to drastically increase the usability of your pickup truck bed that you own. It really will. It's going to allow you, all of us, to nearly double the size of our cargo capacity at a push of a button. Well, like I've always said, when a car manufacturer starts to do something different and does it different, the other car manufacturers have to keep up. They raise the bar. Ford raised the bar. This time, or in this case, the rail on the pickup box. The new patent, it was filed with the United States Patent and Trademark Office here just this last week. Well, it was filed a long time ago. It got approval this last week. Raising the rails on the walls of a bed that can not only hold large items of their own, but act as a mounting points for additional storage compartments. You know what this might cause, folks? You might need better springs underneath that Ford. Maybe some airbags, huh? Because you're going to add more product on top. Under normal circumstances, the rails would stay retracted inside the pickup bed side walls there, of course. But when deployed, by pushing that button, actuators could extend the bed rails up on either side of the bed with just the rails in the extended position. You, the owner, can now store longer items like lumber or ladders. Think anything too long, too normal to fit in your bed, like that 2x6, 12x10, 48x49, whatever it could be. Well, there it is, horizontally across the bed because these rails have been lifted up with a push of a button. And, of course, underneath for other storage, too. Long item, of course, sheetrock. There's so many things. When you take the button and you have these fully extended rails up on the top, go over to my Facebook page, take a look at the photo. You'll enjoy it. Now, according to Ford's patent documents, folks, I read through them. I did. I have a patent. I'm very lucky to have a patent on a transmission cooler. And you have to really get down dirty and look at it. You really do, and I did. Each actuator is capable of lifting 1,320 pounds. Yeah, that's right. Now that's some weight. Yeah, but my question is, will it hold down without bending? Yeah, you strap her on down, you got those four sticks sticking up, and you got your weight up on the top to extend the bed. You take a corner a little too fast. Okay, that's up to you and all that to see if that bends the rail. I don't know. We'll find out later. Yeah. The upper rails are made of two pieces. Pivot bars, they call them. Yep. So, with that, think about this. Talk about camping. Talk about overlanding, huh? Why not? Push by the Ford. Get the extenders here, the brand new patent pickup bed rack stowaway rails. Get them in there. It's talk about overlanding. Get you a blue tarp, brown tarp, black tarp, whatever you push the button, get the actuators up, throw yourself a car tarp over there, and now you've got a pickup bed that's overlander. That's just one of my ideas. I don't know, maybe you like something a little bit better than that, but they just changed. They literally, Ford just changed your pickup box. I think it's a good idea. I really do. If you take a look at our photo, you'll see over there at Auto World Radio Facebook page and Mark Evans Facebook page. We've got two different types of photos. I like to do that. One over on the one side, one on the other side. You'll see lots of numbers on each piece and part. You have to describe it when you do get a patent. It's pretty complicated and all that. And Ford, by the way, is the number one car manufacturer that and truck manufacturer that files for more patents than any other car manufacturer. So with me, I really believe in my thought process, that's a lot of thinking going on over there, Ford. Appreciate it. I really do. Because why not raise the bar on the other car manufacturers? You know, like General Motors did that, what is it, a six-way tailgate? Oh, of course, do you know that Ford has the Pro tailgate? Opens up in the center. So there you go. They raise the bar and we get a different product, and it's your opinion of what you like the best. But congratulations, Ford, on this brand spanking new approved patent on your built-in pickup bed rack stowaway rails. It's a great idea, I think. Overlanding, that might be the next thing everybody's going to be doing with it. Or you're good now that I've mentioned it, Ford's going to go ahead and put it out there. Hey, this is an Overlander pickup. What's Overlander? Camping. Camping at its finest, like we're doing right now with yours truly. Appreciate it. 855-660-4261. Look forward to your calls. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Vatican marking Palm Sunday with a mass at St. Peter's Square. Officials estimated some 60,000 people attending the mass. Pope Francis pronouncing prayers, including for those impacted by the terror attack in Moscow over the weekend.
Assicuro la mia preghiera per le vittime del vile attentato terroristico compiuto l'altra sera a Mosca.
Gas prices have risen significantly over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, reports that the U.S. saw a spike of 14 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks for a new national average of $3.60. She says one of the main factors is a rise in oil prices overall.
There's been an added risk premium because of recent activities in the Middle East and Russia.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. Sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel on 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Oh, yeah. Just another maintenance reminder for you. Maintenance reminder. Come on. Let's make sure that our lights are off on our dash and our brake pedal doesn't feel like a plum. Folks, talk about reminders. It is time right now before we get to the torture test. That's right. I have a torture test coming up. Does your badge stand up? You're going to find out. But first, it's an AW reminder. Now this, my friends, has already left the train station years ago. approximately 67 million Takata airbags have been recalled. It involves 19 automakers. It's an AW reminder. 67 million Takata airbags. 19, folks, 19 automakers. Another reminder that, in fact, your airbag needs to be checked by the dealer to verify if you do or do not need an airbag replacement. This is brand new and fresh. That's why I'm talking about it nice and fresh here today. Airbag recalls of 2024. 19 of them. Now, again, I've only got 3 hours. But I'm going to give you, when I say that, there's so many 19 car manufacturers and so many models, I don't have time. Acura, which is Honda. Audi, which is Volkswagen. BMW. Cadillac, which is General Motors, Chevrolet's General Motors, Chrysler, Daimler Trucks, North America, Sterling Bullet, Daimler Vans, USA, that's the Sprinter Vans, has even got airbag recalls on them. Come on, the Dodge, the Ram, the Chrysler brand, Ferrari, Fisker, Ford, GMC, again, a lot of Honda models out there, Infiniti, which is Nissan, Jaguar, Jeep, which is Chrysler, Stellantis, Land Rover, Lexus, which is Toyota, Lincoln, which is Ford, Mazda, McLaren, yeah, McLaren, Mercedes-Benz, Mercury, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Pontiac, Saab, oh yeah, it goes all the way back to 2005-2006 Saab 92X model. Saab's actually General Motors too. Saturn. What? Yes, I said it. Saturn. If you have a Saturn, a 2008 to 2009 Saturn, airbag recall. The Scion, which is Toyota, the Subaru, Tesla, Toyota, Volkswagen. I know a lot of you. Did I go through 19 of them? I don't have time to mention all the models. Sorry. But there's a lot of them. It's called an AW reminder on your Takata airbag that you own in your auto world. Get them fixed, please. I do want you back here the next second, the next 5 minutes, the next hour, and also the next years coming to Auto World's life here. Just another Auto World reminder. Why not? And with that, let's do some trivia, Auto World trivia, that is quite unique, as we like to do here. I do, yes. You know, back in 1984, Chrysler introduces the Dodge Caravan, of course, the Plymouth Voyager minivans. That was in 1984. In 1972, cars traveled along the L.A. freeways at an average speed of 60 miles an hour. That was back in 1972. In 1982, the average was 17 mph, miles per hour. That was in 1982. The average was 17 miles per hour. You folks listening in the California area, it'll travel on the 405 north and south and I-5, etc. And oh, the Coast Media, that highway, that called the Coast Media. I love it, the highway. But anyway, what are you traveling on the 405? I'd love to know. Hopefully, it's faster than 1982's time of an average of 17 miles per hour. I think it's now down to walking speed or less. I don't know. Let me know. I'd love to hear it. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Email Auto World Radio. That's one word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And again, Facebook me. Address is my name, Mark Evans. You can message me over there. You can Instagram me at Auto World Media, just like our website, AutoWorldMedia.com. Now, if you do not get, you're listening to me right now on your favorite radio station, thank you. And thank your radio stations, please. For having the show, and we have 3 hours, and look forward to, you know, having more of Auto World with you. So if you do not get, ask your you know, shout out to your favorite radio station there, call them or email them and say we need another hour. Every hour is different with the news, the fun, like this fun right here, right now. If you don't get the third hour, by the way, I got the Word with Mark coming your way, and then I've got have you ever heard of the Navamo? Well, we're going to talk about that on the third hour. Go to my website, AutoWorldMedia.com. Folks, guess what? They're closing them. What are they closing? Uh-oh. Yeah, big uh-oh. Shell is closing 1,000 gas stations to focus on EV charging. 1,000 gas stations. Yeah. Petroleum companies, Shell's one of them. Hundreds of petroleum companies are lobbying against the Biden administration to slow down the EV regulations right now. Shell says, well, we're going to start by closing 1,000 gas stations. Now, Shell already has a global investment in EV charging, folks. They do, big time. But now they're going to, you're going to be experiencing, they're converting gas stations to charging hubs. That's what they're calling them. By the end of this year, the Shell Recharge EV charging division was operating around, by the end of the 2023 year, last year, Shell Recharge EV charging division was operating around 54,000 public charging points for EVs at various locations across the world. Now, that was up from the prior year of 2022. It was up about 27,000. Up 27,000. Shell, that old oil giant, we all know, yes, I do get gas at their gas stations. But that oil giant has big plans, friends, listeners, relatives, for the remainder of the decade. It wants to install around 70,000 public charging points by 2025 and around 200,000 by 2030. Say goodbye to 1,000 gas stations. According to Shell, they're closing them down. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. We're not going bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anymore. I mean, you can actually hear it. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house to the left of me. Eddie, the engine. He's got his engine running all the time. He's got the email bag on his lap. Thank you for handing it over. I appreciate it. Let me dig in there and let's get us an email this week here. Wait a minute here. There's one there. Let's see here. There's one. No. You folks send me a lot of emails. Here's one. There it is. Got it. Got too many of them. There you go, Eddie. I crumpled them all up for you. Folks, the email bag, I have no clue what's in there except your emails, and I appreciate it. I ask you to deliver at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. They're all new and fresh to me. It's called Stump the Chump. I don't get to read them beforehand or things. I have no clue. I love it. I love it. That's how the automotive mechanic technician world is. We have no clue. Neither does the dealers. When you call them, we don't know what really is going to happen with your automobile right now or right after the show or before Monday morning or Tuesday, you know, afternoon. So it's literally like I'm doing right now. This keeps me in tune. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for sending them to me. This one I can read. If you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just give me a little note there and I won't read it, but I still will help you off air. I love to share them on behind the silver microphone. Looks like right now, track temperature on the silver microphone looks like about 110 degrees right now on the silver microphone. But right now, we can get this one to Daniel right there in St. George, Utah. Awesome. Let's do it. We can read it. It says, good Sunday to you, Mark. Well, thank you, Daniel. Good Sunday to you, too. It says, simple question for you. Do I need to change my front and rear differential oil in my Ford truck now that I have 80,000 miles on her? And would it be best to install synthetic gear oil? Oh, absolutely. Do not put sawdust in there, Daniel. Thanks in advance, Mark. Hey, you're welcome, Daniel. See how easy that email is to answer? Just sawdust it all up and call it good. You know, they used to do that. Can you believe that? I just can't really believe it. I'm the used car dealer. Oh, my God, we got a noisy axle bearing, a pinion bearing. Let's just put some sawdust in there. Do not do that. What it does is kind of like polymer in oil, any kind of oil. They put polymer in it to thicken the batter up. Thickens the batter. In this case, it thickens the oil. So I'm getting off the topic here, but real quick, I'm going to Daniel. That's why I like doing emails. I love emails. Polymer. A can of STP is polymer. Oil has already got enough polymer in it. Do you need more polymer? Only if you have an old car and the rings are shot. And you're starting it and running it, and it's blue smoke out the back. Folks, the rings are gone. Yes, then buy some STP oil treatment, polymer. Now, let's get back to Daniel. Daniel, thank you. You're listening in St. George, Utah. So let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Got his hand on the horn at all times. The shout-out goes out to KSGO. AM 1450, FM 93.1, right there in Enterprise, Washington, St. George, Utah, the Firkin. Good to have you folks along and everyone listening in that area. Appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in to KSGO, AM 1450, FM 93.1. Yes, Daniel, please do change the oil in your front and rear differential, and I do want the transfer case. If it's a four-wheel drive, you have a transfer case. I want the transfer case automatic transmission fluid in that case replaced also. Okay, so yes, folks, another tip, auto world tip. If you have an aluminum case, it takes automatic transmission fluid. If it's a cast iron case, it takes gear oil, that real thick, real thick differential oil or gear oil. Now, 80,000 miles, absolutely do it. And I want you to put synthetic in there. You don't really necessarily need to, Daniel, but I do recommend it big time, because synthetic oil is the best cake out there. I mean, literally, I've always used the chocolate cake as an example of how to describe different types of oil. You got the best oil there. When you say synthetic, it's an oil that can withstand the foaming, withstand the heat, withstand the cold, and withstand the towing, the weight on top of that Ford truck, period. Now, sometimes you're thinking too, Daniel, I'll help you here. You might think that you can just drain it and refill it yourself. First off, I want to talk about your rear differential. The rear differential has axles in it, of course. They, you know, where your tires are on the outboard side there, the black rubber thing called the tire. There's an axle attached to that and goes into the pinion. The third member, the pumpkin ring gear. The ring gear and the pinion is where the drive shaft is. So the pinion gear attaches itself to the ring gear, which is on the pumpkin. Then you get the spider gears inside the middle of that, all that mess I'm talking about, okay? Now, how does the oil get out to the axle bearings? It's outside the cast iron tube called the rear end. It's a corkscrew theory. See, the pumpkin is only sitting in half. It's only filled up. The oil is only filled up about halfway. You want it to pour out of the fill cap. Once it pours out of the fill cap, Daniel, then you know you're full. But that pumpkin's in there spinning around. And then the axles are part of that, of course, whatever gear you're going in for reverse. It corkscrews the oil out just like a little toothpick called the axle. And so that oil goes all the way out because of the axle spinning. The oil then hits that outer axle bearing out there by the tire, and that's what lubricates it, period. And then it droops down, falls down off the axle bearing, lays in the tube, the cast iron, the rear end housing. It's old. It's old. It takes forever for it to get dripped back down where the pumpkin's spitting in the center to do the mixing part of that cake of the batter. That ring gear has to spin it around again. So it gets old and stale. And that's why a lot of you might have lost a axle bearing. Synthetic oil, again, back to the foaming part. If you're taking that Ford truck, Daniel, and you're going 80 miles an hour every day, can you imagine how fast that pumpkin, that ring gear, is spinning? It's foaming the oil. See, it's not designed. That oil is not made to foam. But when you're sitting there with, imagine your two beaters in your hand there on the mixing the cake batter on the kitchen counter, and you're flinging it so flat, you're going so fast that the cake batter's spinning outside the bowl. It's exactly what's going on in this. But in this case, you've got a closed case, and so it foams up. Now, foam is air, not oil. So then, say goodbye to the right rear axle bearing, because it has no liquid. It has foam on it because your oil is old. Synthetic oil, say goodbye to the foaming. No more foaming. Daniel, hopefully that I dug in there pretty deep. Used some real true words. That was not mechanical argon jargon. That was real words. You might be saying to yourself, what brand do I want to use then, Mark? There's a lot of brands out there. There really, really is. But one thing I want to let you know, too, I'm not going to recommend a brand. All of them are good, okay? I know AMSOIL's got a good one. It depends on the application, how fast you're going, what kind of driving you're doing. Stop and go, or you're doing 80 miles an hour plus on the freeway every day. See, that's the difference of oil. Read the bottle. If you need any more help, Daniel, let me know, please, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, you might not have a drain pan plug, by the way. That's where you take it to the shop. We have evacuator machines. We have an evacuator machine. What that basically is, we suck the oil out of the differential if there's no drain pan plug. I recommend it even if you have a drain pan plug. Why? Because my little sucker evacuator machine, Daniel, sucks up all the goo in the bottom of the housing of the rear end and front differential. Oh, by the way, the front differential does not go out. As you know, if you get down there and look, of course, you won't. The axles don't lubricate the axle bearings in the front because you have hub bearings. They're sealed from the factory, period. That's why I brought up the axle. But I want you to change the oil in both front and rear diffs, and I want the transmission, new transmission fluid. By the way, the transfer case does have a drain pan plug. Since it's transmission fluid, there's nothing to suck up in there. It doesn't goo up like a rear differential oil. 75 weight / 90. But always refer back. The parts stores have a great specifications page on their website, so go there to make sure you get the right weight. Daniel, I appreciate it. From St. George, Utah, I do appreciate it. Tuning in on KSGO AM 1450 and FM 93.1. Good to have you there. Good to have all of you there. And hopefully helped everybody else. Appreciate it. Well, look at that. The garage door's starting to go down. Next hour, what's going to come our way? The torture test. Does your badge stand up to it? Does it? We'll find out on the second hour. And I have for you the history of assembly lines. Oh, that's boring. No, it's not. Wait till you hear it. Hey, everyone. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.